going to go back now to another section of Thus Speaks Maitreya on Communities of Light. And this is called Collective Salvation. We work toward creation of the communities of light to create an environment where many people reach pure consciousness. It is a collective march together. You cannot go there by yourself. I cannot go there by myself. He cannot go by himself. We go together. Creating a community is not an easy work. The human is very self-centered. And the community of light says, thou shalt not be self-centered. So you are trying to create something that the human has a hard time to deal with, to give up of himself or herself and become more flowing, more open, more loving, more sharing, more caring. Most people do not want to do that. Some find it is not easy to start a community. That is why it is so important to start this community here, really going. So we have an example, a model, and the people can come here and see how it works. Putting two people together is hard. Putting three together is harder. Putting four and five and 12 together is going to be much harder. You see, that is why it is so important, again, to meditate on the community. So later you can meditate in the community. Communities of light are for mature people, very mature people, who have reached a point where they want to sacrifice a little bit for something greater. They are not individuals who say, me, me, me only. If they are me, me only, they are not going to last very long in the communities of light. Because in the communities, they have to at least give equal to what they take. Otherwise, that community is not going to last long. If there is this much water, and I keep drinking, and what happens to this water, it is going to be gone. But if I drink a sip and put two sips back, what happens? After a while, it is going to overflow because we are adding to the water. So it almost seems that the creation of the communities of light is against human nature. Humans do not like sacrifice. Humans say, what is in it for me? I want to get something out of this. Am I going to get more out of this? Or am I going to give more? And as long as you have that me attitude, you are not ready for the community of light. But if you reach a point to know, I want to be a part of this community, and I want to give more than I receive, then such people can live together, help one another, and be willing to take on some responsibility that makes other people more free, comfortable, and secure. Then everyone has more time to pursue higher things. It is very hard to find such people. They are very rare, a rare breed, peculiar, but they are there. The idea community is one where the people live together, close by. Actually, it consists of 12 times 12 times 12. Around 2,000 people in each community. Inside the communities, every 12 people, or ideally 6 couples, gather together and create a unit in the community. Each couple will have one unit of living space, like a house. The end of these houses will shape a 6 angular place, which will be covered as a meeting place or a temple or a meditation room or something like that. Each house can have different shapes or designs according to its location, need, or taste of each person. So this unit would not only have privacy by separate houses, but the people are united behind their houses as one unit. They have a place of meeting. They have a place of worship or meditation or for discussion, etc. so they create a very strong bond with one another. At the same time, they are not in each other's way. They have their own separate homes, so they have privacy, and they can meditate by themselves also. Then, 12 such units create the second level of the community, which becomes 144 adult people in the community. Then, 12 of such 12 people create a community. Whoever emerges from this as the person selected from the community represents that community to other communities that also are formed. When there are 12 times 12 times 12 people, then they can have a community center where they can go and meditate and also have a place for discussing the problems of the greater community or to coordinate between the communities. Also, we can build the temple that is proposed and is in the shape of the greatest sign. And we can build universities around it. These universities will not only teach the conventional wisdom and teaching, they also will teach spirit and science based on spirit, which is the spiritual science, healing powers, and everything that makes sense and humanity can use for its betterment. So, eventually, we will have science that does not have any byproducts that we have now, like pollution. We are going to create an earth pollution-free. Right now, we have a lot of science that we can use, like electromagnetism, or fission, or the sun, or all those things that can be used for the betterment of humanity without having the side effects of conventional science. So it is a great plan. With the communities of light, the temple, the universities, etc., a well-rounded and well-prepared humanity will be created. So nothing is left out. Humanity is not only the physical, but also is the mental and the spiritual. So people can develop themselves in all levels. They will not be developed in only one level. See, anything that develops in only one level is going to be very unbalanced development. Even if you only develop spiritually, it is unbalanced. You go too far. You sit there in an ecstatic level. If God wanted you to go into an ecstatic level, He would have created this universe in that state. He wants you to see the play. He wants you to search Him, to find Him, and to realize Him on all levels, the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. Around the temple and universities, there will be communities of light where people who meditate are living. They have their own communities, their own system. They have their own chosen people as leaders or representatives. Each community has their own setup of how they can run their communities. At the same time, they have access to all this knowledge. So you can just imagine, if you can, the New Jerusalem, communities of light, the temple, the meditation rooms in every community, or the community centers. In the community centers, there will also be lectures, study, and all those things for the people who want to go to a deeper level, who have the ability to give satsang. There are no lectures in the temple. In the communities of light, there are all kinds of lectures and endeavors to make the people realize higher consciousness. All of these are interrelated, and the temple is a very great part of the whole thing. It is the external manifestation of our teaching. In the communities of light, we have to create as much positive energy as possible. We have to become as positive as possible and be positive with each other also. With this positive energy, we can create a positive environment, not a negative one. We are trying to create efficient communities. In an efficient community, each person who participates should contribute more than what he takes. That does not mean money. It means mental contribution, spiritual contribution, or any kind of contribution. As long as a person truly is dedicated to the mission and feels one with the rest of the community, he will also understand the principle of putting into the community and taking from it. If a lot of people come to the community, take much and give little, then that community is going to be drained. That is the law of the universe. If you take more from something than you give, you are draining the resources. So as long as that is understood, then you have to evaluate to see if you can participate or bring more than you can take. Then you become a responsible person in the community. And that is all that is needed. I want your talent and your intellect and your intelligence, but I do not want your ego. The communities of light are based on the eternal divine path. The rest of the lifestyle really is chosen by the people involved in the community. For example, one community will not have anything to do with animals. They are probably intellectuals and they just do not want to work with anything other than books, etc. They just want the part of the universe which works with the mind. Then some other people would love to have their hands dirty and work with the farm, etc. Maybe some communities consist of just artists or a combination of all, etc. It depends upon each community of light. In the communities of light, we will be more efficient. We will let machines chop our wood and we will meditate more. Again, not every community is a community of light. The community based on the eternal divine path, which unifies all the religions of the world, concentrates on the spirit of the person, believes that it is the answer to human suffering and the end of it, is a community of light. Each person finds his place in the community of light. No one has to be like anyone else. If you have a big heart and you give beautiful talks about the heart of God, but you intellectually do not understand what the teaching is, you are still beautiful. You give experience to other people instead of intellectually stimulating them. Or, as I said, you can just clean the floor and everyone says, "Wonderful, look at what a beautiful floor we have in this community." Or whatever the person's dharma is. You ask, how are the people in these communities of light going to get along together? The whole trick is to concentrate on God, not on one another. See, the problem with a lot of marriages and couples is that they concentrate on each other. They are each trying to find something from the other person. And you can never find true satisfaction from another person. You can find the real satisfaction only from God. People marry to find love from each other. The man wants to find love from the woman, and the woman wants to find love from the man. It means neither of them has it, because if they had it, they would not look for it. So if I do not have love, and you do not have love, how can we give it to each other? However, if we each are connected to God, God has a lot of love. He could just give it to you over and over again. Then you can give it to the other person or persons, and the problems are solved. Everything is going to be quickened. Because in the communities of light, everyone meditates, everyone is quickened. And I'm going to stop at this point and release the mic to the room so that another reader can pick up more reading. All thanks to the Father.